I thought today's topic was especially timely, how to minimize and manage family drama. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I don't know if you're like me, but we have people coming into town, people from out of state. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're having a small intimate, you know, Thanksgiving dinner with just your close friends or family members. I just wanted to give you some really quick tips to help you get the most out of the experience. Sometimes people dread it. They're like, oh no, what am I going to do? This one person's coming and they always push my buttons, right? Are there things that you can do to manage the drama even better, especially the drama that happens within yourself when put into different situations? So let's talk about that and talk about essential oils that can help.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi friend, Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're gonna play.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to get into this podcast, but I have a really quick favor. I want to be able to reach more people. I love what I do. I love essential oils. I love coaching. I know that there are people out there that are using essential oils only for air freshener, only for air fresheners to substitute their fake, you know, synthetic candles. And essential oils are so much more than that. You know, they are powerful in helping us to level up to our level 10 life and live what I call more soul synced. When you know how to use the essential oils correctly, they can help you on multiple levels, from up-leveling your physical health to your mental clarity to your even spirituality and emotional resilience and even money blocks. There are essential oils that we use paired with the right vision and skills to move money blocks. But if people don't know where to find the information, right, they're gonna Google something on YouTube and just get lost in the sea of, right, nothingness. So if you are enjoying this podcast, it would be super helpful for me and for those who potentially could benefit for you to share this podcast episode. Also, if you don't mind, rate it. You know, I love, again, 5-star ratings, but if you can rate this podcast, that would be super helpful, and even leave a comment for other people to know what this podcast is about and what they can get out of it. If you do that, man, I would give you a virtual high five right now. And also, if you, you know, had something helpful to say, I would definitely read it in one of the future podcasts. So make sure you're listening, because I'll give you a huge shout out. So again, those are a couple things that I could really use help with to amplify this message and really get this podcast into the ears of the people that are hungry and waiting and wanting and ready for it. Anyway, let's get into it. Thanks, you guys, for taking a second to do that. One of the things that I love about essential oils is their ability to allow us to be very proactive about the tone of our home. I love that, right? First thing in the morning, you can get your diffuser out. You can put a few drops of wild orange and already create an environment that is uplifting and energizing. It's fascinating, right? Or if you're feeling hyper stressed and overwhelmed and the anxiety levels right are at an all-time high, you can diffuse serenity or lavender or peace or console to kind of bring that energy down. And so when family is gathering, I'm going to encourage you to be proactive in understanding, what is the tone that I want to create? How do I want people to feel once they enter into our environment? And the cool thing about essential oils is that it does some of the work for you, right? If you study essential oils and emotions, we know that smelling certain scents literally has an impact on the limbic system of the brain, the part that stores emotions and memory, right? So diffusing oils, right, is one of the fastest ways to impact mood. So I'm going to pull in this Christmas season, this holiday season, especially when family is gathering, either mood elevating oils such as citrus oils or very calming, soothing oils that will help the brain to focus and relax. So oils such as tree oils, for instance, white fir, Siberian fir, frankincense, and then, of course, if you have combinations, like I mentioned before, peace or console, those are huge too. The second thing that I'm going to recommend that you do is don't take other people's stuff on. And I know this is easier said than done, and it's easy to get triggered or take offense. But something that I've learned that's extremely helpful is just to manage your personal expectations well and allow people to show up how they're going to show up without taking offense or taking it personally. There is great liberation in not taking things personally. Unfortunately, we're living in a very hypersensitive society, right? Someone posts something on in the internet and everyone is like, oh, my feelings are hurt. Like, I can't believe you said that. And ironically, that doesn't have to be the case. What people experience can be their experience. You don't have to take it on. This includes things that happen with your children, right? Just because your children throw a temper tantrum in public doesn't mean you have to take it personally. Or if they choose a different decision than you would have chosen, you don't have to take it personally and it was a reflection of, you know, bad parenting or vice versa, right? If mother-in-law says something or dad says something, I know it's easy because we have those patterns to engage and to feel, right, the charge go off in our bodies. But if you can just allow yourself to allow people to show up how they're going to show up, don't have unrealistic expectations of how they should act or shouldn't act. Just let them be, give up the fantasy, just take them for, you know, just take them for what they're in a sense worth in terms of how they're presenting themselves. Just let them be. The more you can just do that. And again, not allow yourself to engage if they do something that you don't want them to do. It's very, very empowering. And of course, you know, essential oils can help with that. There are incredible essential oils that help us to really stand in our power and stay calm no matter the changing circumstance. I love to pull in oils, for instance, that help with the digestive system. So many times when we're in uncomfortable situations, our gut goes a little wonky, right? And so when we bring in ginger, for instance, and take that internally in a you know, maybe it's a hot cup of tea, or we apply it topically with a little bit of coconut oil, or even put it on our feet with the intention that we're going to stay in our power. We're not going to turn into victims just because circumstances don't go our way. That can be very helpful. And again, very empowering. So digestive oils, maybe Digestin, maybe some fennel even, maybe some coriander, all those oils are going to help us strengthen our digestive system, which will have us, you know, not be so queasy, I guess, when things don't go our way. I also teach this concept to my clients. I do a family relaunch project, life relaunch project. I have private clients that I take on, and we basically revamp every aspect of their life in a designated period of time. But one of the things that I always tell them is things aren't always going to go your way. And we need to have a backup plan, maybe even two or three backup plans, so that you can manage your emotions well. You know, and emotional resilience is so important. It's something that has to be worked on. It's like a muscle. It's something that I personally have to work on every single day, right? I have to understand, what are my triggers? What are my boundaries? When am I overextended? When do I need more self-care? When do I need more rest, meditation, relaxation, or time away from people? As much as I love to be with people, I am an extrovert. I'm noticing that I need to know my limits, because when I go over that, right, I am more reactive and I start acting in a way that I really don't want to act, right? I get a little more cranky and a little more impatient, and sometimes I lash out, not that I'm meaning to, but I can't take it anymore, right? And usually, unfortunately, it's my lovely forgiving husband that gets the earful, and he honestly is so wonderful about saying, Callie, you really want to do that? Or, you know, do you want me to coach you when you're coaching? I'm like, don't do that. But he has a really great way of saying, hey, I think you need to go take a bath, or you need to just sleep in today, or just let me take the kids, right? And it's not that it happens all the time. It's that he understands, gosh, Callie's reaching her limit, and vice versa. I understand when he's reaching his. And I think it's really important to give yourself and others grace, right? Rather than hitting the reaction with another reaction, just pausing and giving them grace is huge. So let's make sure as you're going into what could be stressful situations, you have a very set, predictable peace protection plan that you can fall back on. Fortunately, we know that when we've hit our limit, right, our thresholds of handling situations, we definitely have things that go off physically, right? You start feeling it in your gut. Maybe your head gets a little hot physically. You're just like, ah, oh, is it getting hot in here? Maybe your lungs start to tighten a little bit, or your heart starts to beat really quickly. Whenever that starts to happen, rather than responding to the situation, give yourself permission to just pause. Like, wow, what's happening in my body? Just pause, right? And the two things I want to teach you right now are very simple for you to remember. It's just pause and breathe, and then let it pass, okay? Just let the emotion pass. Keep breathing. Maybe it's 3 breaths. Maybe it's 4 breaths. Just keep breathing until you don't feel that physical charge. It's a very, very incredible gift that you can give yourself to stay in your calm and relaxed state, even during circumstances that are unfavorable. So if you can pause, take 3 deep breaths, and just keep breathing until that situation passes before you say something, or before you, you know, especially say something that you might regret, right? Let that situation pass. Now, sometimes you don't have to do it with everybody, right? You can excuse yourself, and you don't have to give people a reason. You can just take a potty break, right? I need to take a potty break. Go to your bedroom, go to the bathroom, and just calm yourself down. Now, of course, adding essential oils to your peace protection plan is huge, right? Because the oils can do so much of the work for you. So one of the oils that I love to use, especially when I feel a little overwhelmed, is a respiratory blend called Breathe. Now, I love doTERRA. It's a proprietary blend to doTERRA. If you don't have essential oils, they're the best. I love them. You can go to calliewilson.com and learn more about them. But respiratory blends are so wonderful as part of a peace protection plan. So eucalyptus, peppermint, spearmint, even tea tree, that can also be a very wonderful blend to protect energetic boundaries and remind you to, right, not respond. It's okay to let the situation pass. It's okay for people to show up how they're going to show up. I don't need to engage. My responsibility, protect my peace. And lastly, one of the things that I've noticed that really does help expand your emotional capacity to handle things, whether you are spending time with family or running a business or chasing after kids, is a forgiveness practice. I've just learned, you know, when we are holding grudges, when we are hostile or resentful towards different people, it really takes up a lot of energetic space. And because of that, it limits our capacity to feel true joy and happiness and gratitude and all of the amazing things that bring true richness into our lives. And so if you don't have one yet, a strategic forgiveness practice, like, who does that, right? I do. I have a strategic forgiveness practice. If you don't have one, something really powerful to work on even before going into situations, right? And the better that you get at forgiving quickly and easily. Now, it's not to say that you are saying it's okay, like, go ahead and abuse me. Like, that's not what we're saying. You know, acknowledge the mistakes, rectify them if possible, but don't feel them. Don't feel the pain of them, right? Release them and let it go. And I want to point you into the direction of Kirk Duncan. He is incredible. He has a website called 3 Key Elements. He was my personal business coach and mentor when I hit the biggest sales rank in my company and hit a million in monthly sales. Like I had these huge, huge goals, and I knew that I needed a coach that could help me go the distance on an emotional level, that could help me tuck my emotions in and really focus on my goals and deal with drama that comes up in a very amazing, more elevated way than I was used to. Anyway, and he's the one that really said, Callie, we've got to make sure that your forgiveness practice is in order, that it's locked and loaded, because as you're moving towards big goals, stuff's going to come up, right? Past relationships that have hurt you, or vice versa, or just stuff is going to come up. And he just said, you got to get really good at forgiving. And he introduced me to a training that he does called Anchors Away. And I would definitely recommend that if you're curious about this practice, go check it out. It's fabulous. But literally, you're writing down a list of people that you still have a charge with, that you still, when you think about them, have some type of negative physical response, right? And I know that my forgiveness with people, with a specific person, isn't complete till that charge is gone, right? And so he has an incredible training that he does called Anchors Away. I also really love Vishen Lakhiani's six phase meditation. You can find that on the Amvana app. You can also, I think, Google it on YouTube. But literally, he takes you through a process, and part of the six phases, one of the last things you have to do is invite someone mentally into your presence, have a conversation with them, try to understand their side of it, and just sit with it until that charge is released. It's a very powerful thing to do. And I find that, you know, the more that you get into that practice and you're very mindful about, unresolved relationships, and have an intention to get that resolved, even if the other person isn't willing, right? You can do a lot of work on your end. You will be able to expand your capacity to protect your peace in any given situation, truly. And of course, the blend that we use for this is Forgive. There is a proprietary blend that doTERRA offers, and it's a beautiful, beautiful oil. It's kind of an interesting smell. It kind of has like a grassy, minty smell to me, but very cleansing to the emotions and gosh, powerful. And the way that I like to use this particular blend is over the heart. So you can diffuse it if you're dealing with an environment that needs some cleansing emotionally, or you can also get a roller bottle of it and just put it over your heart, on your wrists, maybe even on the back of your neck and down your spine. Beautiful oil to assist you in this process of forgiving, right? And some of us need to ask for forgiveness. I mean, I don't know a human being on the planet that doesn't need to ask at times for forgiveness and give forgiveness. So make sure that that is a regular part of your practice. And, you know, I have to tell you, I love my husband very much, and we've been married for almost 19 years. And marriage is a tricky situation, right? Well, I'm getting a little emotional because of something that he taught me that I want to teach you. Wow. Didn't think that was going to happen on this podcast today, but I had a moment of reflection. And, you know, unfortunately, well, fortunately, marriage gives us a lot of opportunity to forgive, right? And I remember a situation where I said something that I should not have said to him that was not very kind. And I felt really bad about it. I was like, man, why did I say that? That was rude, right? And I went back to him a couple hours later and I said, you know, I'm so sorry. Like, I should not have said that to you. And he said something to me so profound. He said, Callie, it's okay. I've already forgiven you. I forgave you the instant that you did it. And I said, wow. Like, and I started crying. I said, wow, that's really incredible. I so appreciate that. And I said, how did you do that? And he said, well, I already have a mental picture in my mind of who you are, the best part of you. I already have that mental picture in my mind of you. And so when you don't act like that, I just hold that mental picture for you. I just hold that space for you. And it's easy for me to forgive you when you don't show up like that, because I know who you are. I think that's a really powerful thing to do, is to hold space for one another, to really take some time. Maybe you have a conversation with God, or maybe you pull out your journal and you just ask for higher inspiration and knowledge about the people in your life. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your sister, or Maybe it's a close friend, right, that's coming over, and you just ask just as a vision of their highest self and you write it down. And when you're in that space, you just hold that image of them. It's very, very powerful. And it was such a huge gift for me to know that my husband had my back, that even though I don't always show up like the level 10 galley, right? I make mistakes and I need to be humble and I need to repent and I need all the grace that people are willing to give me, right? And equally, I need to do that for others. Like, it was so empowering for my husband to hold that space for me and to say, Callie, I've already forgiven you. It's okay. Come back. Let's work this out. And so I just want to encourage you, right? I know it takes an evolved soul to do that. My husband, fortunately, has been working on himself spiritually and mentally for a very long time. He is, in many ways, an evolved soul. But it takes an evolved soul to do that. But if you will do that for people, I promise you, you're not going to feel the weight of the blows. And you're going to be able to hold your power, right? Hold that space of enlightenment for yourself, but also do it for other people. So bringing in forgive, even before going into those circumstances, gosh, can you imagine? Being that person that says, ah, it's okay. Like, I know you're untucked right now, but I've already chosen to forgive you. I know you are. Get tucked back in, but I've already forgiven you. Oh, gosh, right? What would happen to the world if we were more like that? So I got to give praise to my husband for teaching me that incredible lesson. I'm so glad that came up in this podcast because I'm going to reflect on it more and more, especially as we're entering into the holiday season, right? What a great gift we can give people, the gift of forgiveness. What a beautiful gift. So pull out those oils. I mentioned quite a few today. Again, using oils with intention is where it's at here. So whether you need an elevating oil that's a citrus oil, a calming oil that is maybe a tree oil or floral oil, and then specific proprietary blends that help you to do very specific things very quickly, is huge. Now, quick reminder, right? Oils aren't going to do all the work for you. You still are going to have that forgiveness plan and that peace protection plan and physically and intellectually do specific things to help you manage your peace better. But oils are like water, right? They say on a scorched soil, unscorched soil. So if you know anything about gardening, you know, it's really hard to pull out weeds. Oftentimes they break when the soil is dry. But if you put a little water on it and you just let it sit for a second, you know, maybe a couple minutes, it's easy to pull out those weeds. And they say essential oils work like that. They're not going to do the work for you, but they're going to loosen the soil so that when you're ready, right, to forgive people or to protect your peace or whatever it is, it's going to be much, much easier to do so. Anyway, have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful week. If you're gathering, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. As you're moving into December as well, I wish you all the best and make sure you come back and check out the next episodes. We'll be releasing many during this season to help you get the most out of life and out of your relationships. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Now, if you are interested in strengthening your family relationships, man, there are some really great recordings that I did during the Holistic Parenting Summit with experts in the field of psychology and parenting and holistic health. And those recordings are still available. Again, the summit is over. I interviewed 20, along with my friend Karen Brotherson. We interviewed 20 of these incredible world-renowned speakers. The summit is over, but you can still purchase the recordings. So you can head on over to the CallieWilson.com website. They're only $27. We kept that really, really low, but they're just really juicy and incredible. I love the one that Dr. Wally Goddard did on compassionate parenting. I think it's phenomenal. So you can check out those there. And then also, if you are not familiar with essential oils, maybe you're using an off brand or a brand from the grocery store, please reach out to me. Send me a message. I'm happy to send you some of my favorite samples. I just had someone up from gosh, where is she? Maryland, reach out to me saying, hey, do you have oil specifically for focus or to settle my anxious feelings? And I said, yes, I got you, girl. I'm sending those out to you. So if you want to get on my sampling list, just reach out to me, send a message to support@calliewilson.com. Visit me on my website, shoot me a message on Instagram or Facebook. I got you covered. I would love to be able to help you on your wellness journey. I also teach occasionally essential oil masterclasses, introduction classes, and beyond. So if you want to get on that waiting list for my next masterclass, again, calliewilson.com is one of the best places to go. And then also follow me on Instagram and Facebook, because I'll be putting some really great juicy tips there. Also events that are coming up that you don't want to miss. I'll put that all on social media. Thank you guys for being here. Go have a great day.